Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, what's the difference? What's the difference? Think for a moment about how difference drives everything we do. When you're going to eat at your favorite fast food restaurant, you go to it because it's different from the one the competitor offers. When you go to your favorite clothing store, you go to it because you see a difference in that clothing store versus others you may typically frequent. And even the car you're driving, my friends, whatever the make or the model, you're driving that car because it is something different about it than there is about the other vehicles on the market. In business, my friends and neighbors, those who are able to identify differences are the ones that can maintain and stay a step ahead of the competition. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you can teach your teams, if you can immobilize them into knowing what is your difference, if they get into the habit of being able to understand that really well, you're going to grow phenomenal groups all across the country that people will be excited to be connected with you. There is an acronym today, the DIFF, D-I-F-F. It's simply the four-step process for embracing your uniqueness. Think about it for a moment, my friends. Popeye's chicken and KFC, they both sell fried chicken. However, they have both recognize and embrace their differences. Popeyes talks about its Louisiana kitchen and its Louisiana style cooking, whereas KFC promotes its 11 herbs and spices. Burger King and McDonald's. Burger King talks about its flame broiled process, whereas McDonald's talks about its secret sauce. If someone were to ask you, what is your difference? What makes you more unique than anybody else? Why should I connect with you, your product, your service? How would you respond? This four-step formula, my friends and neighbors, is going to help us understand this like never before. That D in our DIFF acronym reminds us that it must begin with discovery. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you don't know that the gifts you have until you take the time to discover them. I heard a great author say one time that God determines our destiny and we spend our lives discovering our destiny. How much time do you spend on discovering what makes you unique? Can I give you some assistance in this area? The first step to discovery is you want to first of all, disconnect. Disconnect from social media. Disconnect from the outside world for just a few days and think about only yourself. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I know that most of the time you've got your mind on business or family or friends or you name it. But this time, when you disconnect in the discovery phase, you're only thinking about you. Ask yourself the question, who am I? Then ask, why do I? Why do I work the job I work? Why do I have these people around me as friends? Why do I grow angry? Why do I grow excited? What things motivate me? What things discourage me? Then ask, what do I? What do I like more than anything else? And what do I believe about my purpose? Do a deep dive after you've taken that discovery process, my friends. Ask yourself all the relevant questions, and then you want to do a deep dive by also supplementing that discovery with personality tests and assessment tests and consultations with mentors and other leaders to determine what they see in you. So yes, my friends and neighbors, I'm going to issue you a challenge. Take a day, take 2 days away from everything and just discover you. You'll like yourself a whole lot better afterwards, and you'll also discover what makes you different from everybody else. Step two, my friends, is intensify. You see, once you know it, you've got to show it. Advertising companies, or Burger King does a great job at this because they talk about their flame boil process. They buy ads and put them on billboards. They put their ads on television and they accentuate their differences, and you should as well. That's why big retailers and organizations and big companies buy ads on television, because they're intensifying their difference, and they only have 30 seconds. And in that 30 seconds, they're going to tell you why they're better than everybody else. I can remember when Enterprise Rent-A-Car had a commercial on television that said, pick Enterprise, we'll pick you up. Well, then Avis, a competitor, came on with another commercial and said, we're Avis, we try harder. And every single group in every single industry is going to have something that makes them different. Remember the commercial when the guy was walking with his cell phone asking the question, can you hear me now? He was simply trying to say that the difference between our phone company and another phone company is that we are going to intensify the fact that you can hear us. We don't drop calls. So how are you intensifying the thing that makes you unique? I would encourage you to advertise, to specialize, and to harmonize. See, advertise says that you should introduce yourself or communicate in conversations about the things that you do better than everybody else. And then you should specialize. Don't work to be a jack of all trades. You've got a difference, my friends. Use that difference to your advantage. Then you want to harmonize. In everything you do, you want to incorporate your strengths into everything you do. Doesn't matter what job you work. Doesn't matter what position you hold. Doesn't matter what business you run. If you've got a strength, harmonize it and make it work with everything else you do. That next step in our DIFF acronym reminds us of the importance of forgetting. Yes, my friends, every negative comment made by others, every ounce of doubt, each moment of insecurity, you've got a job to do and it requires confidence, and committing to forgetting is a key to growing confidence. If you've ever heard of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, that was started by a man by the name of P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum had the idea for the circus, and he then collected all these different acts and people. The first time he opened, and for many years after, he was booed and ran out of many cities when he first launched his circus. However, he learned how to forget the boos and embrace the cheers. He'd go to those people that were celebrating him and ask, why did you like the circus so much? And then once they told him, he would only put his emphasis on intensifying, putting more of that in the circus, but he forgot every negative comment. He never read the newspaper because all he wanted to see was positivity. My friends, I challenge you to forget everything negative anybody ever said about you and your gifts and your abilities and your potential. Forget everything that people have done to try to plant a seed of doubt, and then focus on doing what you do best. Last but not least, step four reminds us to flow. Yes, my friends, I said flow, not drip. I said flow, not stagger. Once you start, you've got to keep going. What happens is most people do a start on something new, and then in a few days, they quit. It's a fad. It passes, and then they're on to something different. Don't allow that to happen with your gifts. Get better every day. Do what you do best each day. Don't fret over imperfections. Simply concentrate on continuous improvement, and the emphasis being on continuous, meaning that you're going to get better as long as you continue. Don't stop because you don't like your first, your second, your third, your fourth try. Continue no matter what, and greatness will follow. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'd like to make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.